As job reports go, July turned in a solid performance, with white-collar jobs in retail, business services, and healthcare leading the way. Gad Levenon, Managing Director for Economic Outlook at the Conference Board, says that's a good development that could ultimately lead to higher wages.
The slack in the labor market is evaporating, and we are getting to a tighter and tighter labor market, which I think is good for employees. At some point, wages will accelerate. They have a better chance of finding a job that they like. So overall, that's a good development.
Average hourly wages rose 5 cents from the previous month, up 2.1% from the same time last year. But you wouldn't know it based on the reaction on Wall Street. Stock prices on Wall Street slumped in early trading, but mostly because the July job numbers add pressure on the U.S. Central Bank to start raising interest rates. If the job gains continue next month, the Fed may have little choice, says Bankrate.com Bureau Chief Mark Hamrick, speaking to VOA on Skype.
Fed officials like to talk about the fact that they are data dependent, and if we can hold them to their word on that, I think that they will wait until the very last piece of data comes in before they decide to raise interest rates, but I do think it's very much a possibility.
Both analysts we spoke with predict an interest rate hike before the year ends.
Well, I think it makes it more likely that it will happen in September.
The Fed has kept the interest it charges other banks near zero since 2008 to bolster business and consumer spending. A September rate hike would mark the first increase in nearly a decade. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.